The top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show, sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, I'll do it. Top five most important stories, wacky stories, and or just something you got to hear. Because we heard it, and you got to hear it. That's what the top five is all about. Checking in at, he said, to nothing, because there's always, it's a technical, what would you say?
Classic about? Technical difficulty.
Thank you, Kevin. Checking in at.
Number five.
A first-class passenger on a weekend flight to Ontario International Airport demonstrated what a good seat neighbor he could be. Fred is a mini horse service animal who flew from Michigan to Dallas and then on to Ontario, California. Before heading back home, his owner, Ronica, not Monica.
Or Veronica?
Nope. Ronica. You see how this thing's adding up in a way already.
And yet the horse's name is Fred.
Yes. Right. Yes. Yeah, you would think. You would think. Well, I think when you have a name like Ronica, you better come up with a really simple name for your pet horse. Now, says that she paid for 2 first-class tickets, right? Because she didn't want to limit the ranging motion of a horse who is a support animal. And, you know, she says that some people are just abusing the service animal policy, but they shouldn't ban the horse.
It is out of control. It's a very abused process. There are a lot of untrained service animals on the plane that are not trained. It's definitely abused system. But the sad part is what the DOT is looking at doing is they're looking at excluding me as a handler from taking my horse on the plane. I've spent a year of my life training this horse extensively for what he has, and I was totally prepared for everything. Fred has traveled several thousands of miles in my vehicle, but it was our first time in the air. I purchased 2 first-class seats in bulkhead seating. I paid an arm and a leg for our tickets, but I did that. So it was Fred's first time. I wanted him to be comfortable. I wanted him the most room.
I'm sorry, man. You know what? That's just not right. I'm sorry. This is not right. It's because the dog could sit. Like, the horses don't sit. They got to stand. I mean, they're not great sitters.
What if it's got to go to the bathroom?
All right. And horses can't lie down for very long. They don't have the same skeletal structure that a dog has or a lion has. So they got to get up and they got to move around. And they got to move with the pack in the morning. What happens then? What happens then? Right, Fred? That's what I thought. And then there's that. Let me just say something. Let me just say that that's the other piece of this that is that you know is... Have you been around horses? Anybody been around horses?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what horses do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what they do? That's what they do. There's a lot of that. And I think for a mini horse, it's probably like golf ball size, you know, right there. That's probably not good.
I mean, that's a disaster if that happens on the plane.
Right. And what happens if the horse just decides, listen, I got to get up and walk around, like up and down the aisles.
Hey, you can ride it to the bathroom. That would actually be pretty cool.
Mini horses are cool.
They are cool. I grant you that. That it's very cool to have. And they're like the size of a German Shepherd.
Can we get a mini horse for the show?
Yeah.
Just walk around the radio station?
Okay. All right, Kevin. No, no.
Dad.
We'll see.
We'll see.
If you're good.
Yes, we'll see. Oh, look, a rainbow. All right. I think I have to come down hard here. I'm sorry, but it just has to be said. I think that the mini horse should not be the service animal. And again, right. I mean, people were bringing on like service animal scorpions and service animal snakes and things. No, those don't count either. Toucan, no. But a dog, okay. We got you. Because a dog, and also that's the other problem, is that the service animal, what is the service animal servicing, right? If it's for sight or for seizure or for your more traditional things. But if it's because I just feel sad, then maybe you shouldn't fly. If you need a dog to keep you not sad for the 2.5 hours you're going to be in the plane, then that's maybe you should take a train or drive. All right, we're moving on. We'll get to 4, 3, 2, and 1. But first, here is Lauren Lapka.
For news at 10, watch WGN, Micah Mater, Joe Donlin, Dan Rohn, and Chicago's most trusted meteorologist, Tom Skilling. For TV news at 10, watch Chicago's very own WGN.
TS at 10. Tom at 10. All right, let's continue on with the top 5 at 5. We've worked our way to
number 4.
Remember Aha, the Norwegian synth-pop sensation of the 80s? And Take On Me, this song, huge.
Hit the post.
Oh, I hit this post about 10,000 times in my career. So this now joins the YouTube Billion Views Club. Billion views for a music video. Now think about that for a second. So far, this year alone, 480,000 daily views so far. It is one of the most interesting-looking videos ever. It was absolutely a sensation on MTV when it came out.
Yeah, especially for its time. It's really, really unique.
Yes, it's like pencil sketching, and then things fold into each other. It's a great piece of art.
People falling into a cartoon.
Yes. And, you know, you wondered, like, how did they find that artist, or the artist find them, and they figured out that this is exactly what they want to do? Because before or since, there really hasn't been another video quite like it. Now, this may surprise you. This is the second billion video to make it on YouTube, the billion views video. What would you think the first one was? Anybody? Yeah, again,
I already know, so I'm not allowed to.
From the heart of the video world, the video era in the 80s. Anybody?
I'm lost.
Anybody?
Slash is the guitarist.
No, anybody? I like the Aha song better, and I think it's a better video.
Yeah, it's definitely a better video.
Yeah,
I don't know about song, but.
Wait, hold on. You know what? Your headband's on site. Askance. Could you straighten it?
Do I need more hairspray?
Yes. There you go. All right. That's better. Okay. Good job. All right. And speaking of music,
number 3.
Bon Jovi has released their new single, Limitless. Described by the band as an anthemic rocker encouraging optimism in an uncertain world, Limitless is released ahead of their upcoming album, Bon Jovi 2020. They're also going to be at the United Center on July 21st, in case you're wondering. It's their stop during their North American tour. Let's take a little listen, shall we? On a night like this, one way, one wish, step out of the edge, it's worth the risk. Life is limitless, 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 limitless. Yeah, so if you're Bon Jovi, it's limitless, that's for sure. All right. Now, just a couple weeks ago, we had friend of the show Richard Marks in the studio, and he just released a single called Limitless.
I was going to say.
on an album called Limitless. And it went to that right after the interview, I would like to point this out. He was not doing a lot of press at that point for the album. We're one of the first stops he made, and that album went to number 2 on that weekend. I just want, I'd like to take a, and he hadn't done the Today Show, and he hadn't done Kelly and Ryan or any of those shows that he subsequently went on to do. Went to number 2 based on solely on the show, I should say. All right. Well, I would say that if you want to download anything called Limitless, go with the Richard Marx thing first. Let's just do that for a while, and then we'll eventually get to Bon Jovi. All right, and checking in at
number two.
I think you're really going to enjoy this. An Ohio woman repeatedly called 911. She was in a panic. Why? Because her parents cut off her cell phone service.
How old?
36 years old.
Ooh.
Saloni Katarpal is her name. And so she just kept calling. She was, and they had to explain to her that, you know, you can't, this is not a 911 emergency. There are a lot of stupid 911 emergencies that are on the line. This one isn't even close.
Hi, my name is Sloane Kittipal. I've called you guys earlier. I am a realtor and I live with my parents, and I'm also a 4.0 PhD psychology student. And my parents just disconnected my phone, and I'm unable to call any of my clients or my boss back, and I'm about to lose my job.
Your parents took your phone now.
They canceled my cell phone service, which they legally, I own my phone, so I can't call myself.
What was your first
name? They just cut off my cell phone, and I'm about to lose my job. I need to call my client.
Okay. Now, I do need some explanation of that. She owns the cell phone itself, which is not paying the bill for the service. Is that how it's on the family
plan?
Yeah,
but yeah, that's kind of common, right? You know, once you get the phone, you have the phone. Well, I guess some plans make you pay it off monthly, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, even if she has the phone itself, maybe she owns the phone outright, right? She bought it, was transferring it. But she's still on the family plan, and she's living at home, and she's a real estate agent, and she's 36?
Ma'am, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
This type of circumstance, you cannot call 911 over this, okay? This 911 is a line for
I don't know what to do. Can I contact a social worker? Can you tell me how to get in touch with a social worker?
I don't have a cell phone.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't.
Who to
ma'am, take a deep breath for me. I'm just telling you that this could be considered abuse of 911, okay? You can't call 911 with not emergency services.
Well, I mean, I feel unsafe. I've been unable to call for help or call any of my friends to get out of the house.
What? Can I ask this question? What is she calling on 911? I mean, what is she's apparently there's some phone working, right? Or does the phone automatically, even if the service is cut off, you can still call 911? Is that how that works?
Or she borrowed a phone.
Maybe she found a payphone.
I saw a payphone in a restaurant the other day.
That worked?
I went up to it and I did want to see if it had a dial tone. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm like, why would they do that to me? Who would do that to America? If you're going to put a cell phone, or you're going to put a payphone up, you should have at least, it should be hooked up to something.
Were you going
to
make a call?
I just wanted to see what I could do. It was on the push button ones too, not the rotary dial, which was kind of fun, that I never fully understood. Have you ever seen that YouTube video where they try these teenage kids, and the parents gives them, the parent gives these two boys 3 minutes to make a phone call on a rotary dial phone? It's magic. Just go ahead and look it up on the YouTube. We have one more, Ms. Katarpal.
Okay, well, we'll get an officer out to speak with you again, okay?
Can I just come into the police department tomorrow, to be honest?
No, ma'am, they have to come out to you because you called 911 again.
Okay.
So they'll be on the way, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Okay, here's the problem with that, was when they showed up, they arrested her and charged her with a felony. A felony! For calling 911. I'd say that's a double foul right there. I mean, she's nuts and she's not properly hinged. There's no question about that. But she was, because those are the only people she could call at 911 on her phone. Or that's it. I don't think you call 411 anymore, can you?
311?
Call 311. Not everybody has a 311, though. Not every municipality has that. Or
well, you can even just call the police station on a non-emergency number.
If you know anybody who's called 411, my mom has done this. It's called 411, like from her phone, and it's like $80 to call 411 now. It's like, it is so ridiculous. And there's still people.
What was 411 again?
That was information. So let's say you called 411. You didn't know somebody's phone number. You say, hey, John Smith, on, you know, West Washtenaw. It would be North and South Washington, but you know what I mean. And then they would look it up, and they go, I have a John Smith, but he's on 130. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's the one. Hold on. Here's your number.
So it was like a updated operator?
Yeah. Well, it was an operator who wasn't an operator. It was the operator had her own responsibilities. And that always seemed to be a woman. I don't understand. It was very sexist. And they were like, if you had a phone problem, you needed to send somebody out. I mean, and the operator was also somebody who could connect you to another call. You know, you could call the operator and say, I need to make a phone call to, you know, 312-981-7200. And then they would make the call for you and connect you. I never understood the reason for that. I am even too young to remember the reason for that. But the 411 operator was going to tell you what the phone numbers were. And then 311, so I guess 411 is still there, but if you want to spend $80 a phone call, go ahead. The 311 operator, I still don't know what they do. I'm kind of convinced they don't know what they do. Because no matter what you do, when you call them, you say, well, I need a trash pickup or whatever. Ah, no, that's not us. Call your alderman.
Sounds like a lot of work.
We got rats in the alley. I don't know. Are you in fear of your life? Yes. Call the police department. You know, it's like I don't know. It seems like 311 just wants to tell us what not to do. All right, and finally, oh, this is a moment.
Number one.
I'm Cy Sperling, president of Hair Club for Men, with some new important free information for men with thinning hair. This latest issue has some really useful articles, including an important discussion on the minoxidil drug controversy.
Cy Sperling, the founder and president of Hair Club for Men, known for his ubiquitous television commercials in the 1980s, has died. Now, how did Cy Sperling start? He was a pool salesman, like actual pools, and he was losing his hair. And he'd grown tired of wearing toupees. So he took $10,000 in a credit card. He took out $10,000, you know, charged up 10 grand so he'd get cash on a credit card to open up a salon on Madison Avenue in New York City. He used a hair weaving technique he learned as a stylist to implement a system where nylon mesh cap was glued to a person's scalp. Now, this is not like what they're doing now. Is that like where they're moving the follicles up from the back or the sides or whatever? You know how that you see that? That's not how they did it. No, they actually sewed this thing to your head. And people bought it, too. And then he would try, of course, they're going to try to match the hair. But I'm going to tell you something right now. You could tell. You can tell a toupee, right? That's easy to tell. Fairly easy. Even though the toupee wearer does not know it's easy to tell, it's very easy to tell. This one was a little trickier to tell, but it never quite matched the hair. The top was always a little different than the sides. Well, his spots would run 400 times a day on late night television and cost $12 million a year, but generated, now listen to this, he generated 10,000 calls a month, he said, Cy Sperling did, and he had 600,000 clients. It made Cy Sperling a multi-millionaire, $45 million is what he made. Cy Sperling was 78.
The top five at five.